Good morning, beloveds. We're doing Psalm 78, starting. It's a long psalm, so it's going to take a couple of weeks to finish. And it's another beautiful psalm by Asaph. Not Bsaph or Csaph, Asaph. He's God is his Alpha and his Omega, and you can just see it with this guy's words and his testimony. His testimony is shown in his words. And we're reading from verse 1 to 4.
Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done.
Hallelujah. It's just so important here. We see, you know, that it was not for these precious brothers in the Old Testament that experienced God, heard from God, and then experienced him. And we wouldn't have this beautiful foundation that we've been built on. And we've been built on the foundation of the prophets and then the 12 apostles. So these guys have really declared what we need to know so that we can be fruitful, that we can be one step even ahead of them. The Bible, Peter tells us that these wonderful things were revealed to them. And a lot of it they didn't experience. There's a lot of prophetic word in their sayings. But it's available for us now because it all was all pointing to Jesus, and Jesus has come, he has suffered, and he is ruling with all authority. And so it's now available for his body that stays in the word and sees these great and precious promises and embraces them on a daily basis. And not just embraces the promises, but embraces the promise of a God that is with us, a Holy Spirit leading us, of the love of God and the, making available the kingdom to us. And this is why it's so important, guys, to believe and speak. So we know the importance of spending time with God, drawing close to him, but we're only going to be doing half of the job if we're just going to be spending time with him, drawing close to him. The other part of the job is believing, that follows belief, is speaking and then staying in light, holding those scriptures in your heart so as to apply them when necessary. Hearing and doing, he who hears and does my word is like a wise man building his house on the rock. And on Saturday, we were speaking about the kings of this world. And this is the rich class, the powerful class, we say, that is determining the way man thinks with the media and all these type of things. They are the kings of this world, and then they got rulers under them and people subject to them. And then there is a king of kings. And we have come out of the world, out of this, that spirit of manipulation, that spirit that got us nowhere, and we come into the kingdom of God. And now the king, the shepherd, the counselor, mighty counselor, is working and speaking. And therefore we believe and we speak. And that's so important. Why do I say that? Because we see also in the prophetic words of Isaiah, where he tells us that there's the people that don't speak according to the testimony. And the testimony is God's testimony that is given to us in his Son, according to Jesus, according to that which is made available and seen in his life here on earth that is now available for us. We got to not just know about it, we got to speak about it. And he says, those that don't speak about it, they have no light of dawn. So just if you want to just, if you doubt what we've been saying about the kings of this world, and then just look at their words. Do they ever give glory to a God? Do they ever give glory a savior that has died for them, that lives for them. No. So put that aside. Amen. Come out away from that spirit there, because that spirit just loves money, loves control, loves power, and take hold of true power in the Holy Spirit, true love in Jesus, and true realities, beautiful realities, where each one can be a full cup in Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything's been made available. Wake up and arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.